I'm really worried about Cody. He's out there trying to put a TV antenna on his van in the middle of this storm. I'm afraid he's gonna get hit by lightning.
Relax, son. See, Cody's already been hit by lightning, and it happened right out there in the backyard. I mean, what do you think the odds are of a guy getting struck by lightning two times in exactly the same spot? Are you all right?
Yeah, Cody, you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I just got two questions for you guys. Where am I? Why do you guys keep calling me Cody? My name is... Dude.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Is Cody still in the emergency room?
No, he's already been treated and released. They're bringing him home.
Hi, guys. We're back.
Okay, here we go.
Here we go.
Cody, are you okay?
Yeah, we were really worried about you.
Oh, that's really nice of you. Do I know them?
We'll get to that in a minute, pal. Okay, now, everyone, Cody has amnesia. He doesn't remember who he is. Or who any of us are, or anything about his life.
Yeah, I'm really thirsty, too. I know I'm supposed to do something about that. Just can't remember what it is.
Cody, why don't you go in the kitchen and get yourself a drink of water?
Oh, that's it. Now you're thirsty, you get a drink of water. Right on. Where's the kitchen?
The kitchen's right over there.
Oh, cool. Thanks, man. You've been really helpful to me today. What was your name?
I'm your Uncle Frank.
Oh, okay. Uncle Frank? Big dude, curly hair. All right. Uncle Frank? Kitchen. Kitchen, Uncle Frank. I'm cruising now.
Okay, now listen, everybody. The doctor said that this could last hours or it could be years. Now, all we have to do is to keep introducing ourselves to him and to remind him of things about his past.
Doesn't he remember anything?
No. When we got in the car, he kept trying to put the seatbelt through the loops of his pants.
Wait a second. Wait, let me get this straight. He doesn't remember anything about who he is or where he lives, and you brought him back?
Dana, just stop that. We have to help him. He's family.
He doesn't know that.
Wow, man, this is such a cool house. Do I know any of you people?
I am your Uncle Frank.
Oh, yeah, I know that, man. Uncle Frank, kitchen. I got you down cold.
Hi, I'm Uncle Frank's wife, Carol.
Carol, blonde lady, big white teeth.
And I'm your cousin, Brendan.
Okay, Brendan. Little dude, possibly a child. And you are?
Sally Jesse Raphael.
Ah, three names, huh? You're gonna be a toughie.
Her name is Dana.
Dana? She doesn't know that? Well, I thought I was confused.
Hi, this is JT, and I'm Al.
Al?
Yeah.
Okay. Al, prettiest guy I've ever seen.
Dana, which one of these pictures do you think I should use for my homecoming queen campaign? Karen, they look exactly the same. What's the difference?
Isn't it obvious? This one says, I'm beautiful. While this one says, I'm beautiful, but I have a sense of whimsy.
Karen, look, I know this homecoming queen thing is very important to you, but there are bigger issues in the world, okay? There's pollution and war and killer diseases devastating the planet. Doesn't any of this mean anything to you?
Well, sure. But think how much more I could do about them when I'm homecoming queen.
Why do I bother?
Oh, Karen, I just finished the phone poll of the senior class.
Phone poll?
Yeah, this homecoming race has gotten really tight. I was a mile ahead until Tiffany Rogers had her boobs done. Yeah, some women will do anything just to get a vote. I'd be completely disgusted if I wasn't so turned on by her. Mark, nobody cares about your hormones now. Tell me about the phone poll.
All right, out of 61 people in the senior class, the vote was split 30-30 with one undecided.
Who's undecided?
Some fellow named Irwin Bird.
Bird the nerd? Gee, if I'd known he was going to be the deciding vote, I wouldn't have ignored him for the past 12 years. Now what am I going to do?
I've got an idea. How about you send him a picture that says, I'm beautiful, but I'm rude.
I think I have one of those.
Suitable for framing.
Hi, vote for me for homecoming queen. Oh, hi, Brad. Have you seen Irwin Bird?
Who?
Bird the nerd.
Oh, he's probably in the bathroom getting stuffed in the toilet again.
Hey, vote for me for homecoming queen. Hi, vote for me for homecoming queen.
Oh, dear.
Hi, vote for me for homecoming queen.
Hi, Karen. I've been meaning to talk to you for the last couple of days.
Hi, Irwin. I've been meaning to talk to you for the last 12 years.
Yeah. I've gotten quite popular since I became the deciding vote in this election.
Look, I know I kind of ignored you, but I think if we got to know each other, you might want to vote for me.
Hey, and I've got some good news for you. You and I are going on a date. I've got big plans for you, Karen.
Wait a minute. I want to be homecoming queen, but if you think I'm going to get physical, you're crazy.
Relax. This isn't sexual harassment. It's blackmail.
What do you mean?
The way I figure it, if everybody sees the hottest girl in the senior class on a date with me, my stock will go through the roof. I'll have chicks crawling all over me. Ooh, I like the way that sounds.
Listen, pal, I don't know what kind of girl you think I am, but I've got principles. I've got morals, and there's nothing you can say that would make me go out on a date with you.
Fine. Then I'll be voting for Miss Tiffany Rogers.
What time should I pick you up?
7 o'clock. And wear something pretty. This Saturday night, you are gonna boogie with the Birdman. Is it 2 o'clock already?
Come in.
Hi. I'm Cody Lambert.
Hi, I'm Aretha Franklin.
No way. Dude, I loved all your albums. Oh, man. I gotta tell you something, on TV, you look totally different. Hey, Aretha, did you know me before I had amnesia? Or as I like to call it, the night the lights went out in Georgia?
Yeah, I've known you for about 4 years.
Well, I was thinking maybe you could tell me something about myself, you know, like my dreams, my hopes, my plans for the future.
You want me to tell you about your plans for the future? yeah, I think I could do that.
Cool. Lay it on me.
Okay, Cody. right before you got amnesia, you were planning on going on a motorcycle tour of all 50 states.
Wow, a motorcycle tour, huh? Awesome. Hey, when was I leaving?
Right now. I packed your lunch.
Hi, Cody. I'm Carol, Uncle Frank's wife.
Big white teeth.
Right. Anyway, I brought you this photo album. I thought it might help jog your memory.
Oh, sorry, Carol. I got no time to talk now. I'm going on a motorcycle tour of America, and Aretha Franklin packed me a lunch.
And I know you're in a big hurry to get going, so you just toddle along, and I'll explain the whole thing to the lady with the big white teeth.
Wait. Cody, come back here. What is going on?
The Queen of Soul was telling me about my life, and she said I was going on a long, long trip and never coming back.
Dana.
What? It's a motorcycle tour. He'll love it.
Dana, that's cruel.
Cruel? I made him a sandwich.
Yeah. Hey, it's not every day a Grammy winner makes a turkey on rye.
Dana, take a hike.
Okay. I'm just trying to give the boy some direction. Give me it.
Come here, Cody. I want you to look at some pictures, and maybe it'll help bring your memory back, okay?
Cool. I'll try anything, white teeth. Is that an Indian name?
Let's just look at the pictures. Okay, do you recognize this man?
Sure, that's Clint Eastwood.
Cody, that's your father.
No way. My dad's Dirty Harry?
She's a queen, though she's only 17.
She's the baby.
Right. The whole football team is here. Loving that. Let's go.
Oh, no, I can't do this. What am I supposed to say when they ask me what I'm doing here with you?
I am way ahead of you. I took the liberty of writing down a few adoring things for you to say about me.
Oh, no, there's no way I'm calling you a wild stallion.
I'm not particular. You can say any of these. Love God, Hot Stud, Rambo, or simply Zeus. And remember, say it like you mean it. Excuse us. Pardon us. Excuse us. Hey, guys. What's wrong? Oh, no dates tonight. Well, I guess some of us got it, and some of us don't.
Karen, what are you doing with Bird the Nerd?
He's, my date.
Your date? Why would you go out with a nerd like him?
Because he's a love god. A hot stud. Wild stallion. Oh, God, let's sit down.
What can I say? She wants me. Karen, I gotta tell you, this has been one great night.
Yeah, thanks. Good night, Erwin.
I am 99% sure I'm gonna vote for you.
99%? But that's not fair. I did everything you asked me to do. I fed you French fries. I called you Zeus. My God, I even went to a karaoke place and sang, "What a man, what a man, what a mighty good man." What more could you possibly want?
Oh, I don't know. How about a kiss?
Hey, you said this wasn't going to get physical.
And I meant it at the time. But once you started calling me Zeus, all bets were off.
Get it. There's no way I'm going to do that.
Oh, come on. It's just a kiss. I'm not even asking you to do it in public.
No way.
Fine. You don't want to kiss me? Then kiss that homecoming crown goodbye.
Honey, what's wrong?
I just ruined my life.
Ruined your life like you've got a pimple, or ruined your life like I'm going to be a grandmother?
There's this nerdy guy who had the deciding vote for homecoming queen, so I agreed to go out with him on a date.
You went out with a guy just to get his vote?
Yeah, but it didn't work because he tried to kiss me, and then I got so upset I slapped him. Now I'll never be homecoming queen. Should have just kissed him.
Kissed him? Karen, are you listening to yourself? How far were you willing to go?
I don't know. I wouldn't have done anything bad. I just know I wanted to be homecoming queen, and now I'm sure I blew it.
Karen, come here. Sit down. Let's talk. Why is this beauty contest so important to you?
My whole life, I've dreamed of being homecoming queen. If I don't win this, it'll mean I'm not the prettiest girl in school. And if I don't have that, I'm nobody.
Karen, what are you talking about? You have so much more going for you than just being the prettiest girl in school.
Yeah, like what?
Like you're a very motivated and determined young woman. You must have spent about 900 hours making posters and flyers and taking polls. If you just put half that energy in your schoolwork, you'd be a straight-A student.
You're just saying that because you're my mother.
No, I'm saying that because... Oh, Karen, somewhere along the line, you got it in your head that all you've got going for you are your looks. And that's not true. You're smart. Savvy. If you just believe in yourself, you could be anything you want to be.
I don't know about that.
Well, I do. You could be a teacher or a lawyer or a doctor. I mean, the sky's the limit.
Gee, a doctor? I never thought of myself that way.
Yeah, well, maybe it's time you started.
You know, if you believe in me that much, maybe I should too.
I do.
Thanks. Oh, Mom?
Yeah?
If I become a doctor, do I have to wear those ugly green scrubs? I mean, they make your complexion look so washed out.
Tell you what, why don't we just get through medical school and then we'll talk about the wardrobe later.
Perfect.
Karen.
Hi, honey. How'd the election go?
Oh, I lost by one vote.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I'm not. Tiffany Rogers may be homecoming queen, but she also has to wear a shirt that says, Property of the Birdman.
Hey, Uncle Frank.
Hey, Carol.
Hey, little step dudes.
Cody, you remember who we all are?
Well, of course I remember who you all are. I've known you guys for years. Why wouldn't I remember who you all are?
Because you got amnesia.
I had amnesia? Dude, I must have forgot.
Oh, really glad you're back to normal.
Totally. Hey, well, anyway, I'm going to go finish hanging that antenna out on my van.
You know, Cody, I wish you wouldn't do that during an electrical storm like this. You've already been hit by lightning twice right in the backyard.
Well, yeah, then what you worried about? Nobody gets struck by lightning three times.
He's probably right. The odds of Cody getting hit again is 1,000,000,000 to 1.
I think so. Bag the antenna. I'm going to cable.